247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We're currently doing a series on Ask, Seek and Find. That is the title of these messages. And today we are looking into Philippians, the fourth chapter, and from verse 6. And this is what it says. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. And thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. What a message. Oh boy. You know, I could read that scripture and stop right here. Just read that scripture and stop and not say another word. What can you add to that? I love how this passage starts. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. You see, do we do that? We constantly worry and we're concerned. I mean, look at what happened here today. You know we've been having these power cuts. Well, yet again this morning, this very morning, we had yet another power cut. I had a message come through on Facebook the other day, and they said, why are you continually having power cuts? And the answer to that is, I have no idea. Why? Because I'm not an electrician. I am not an expert in electricity. All I know is the power goes out, and that's it. On Monday of this week, the power went out for 13 hours. That was because of the storms, obviously. But yesterday we went off again, and today we lost power for 15 minutes again. And during a live broadcast, if we were to lose power, that would be something that would not be good, because we would literally go off air for a couple of minutes until I could sort out some stuff. But the thing is, you see, I look at my own life and I think, do I pray about everything? And the answer is no, and I should. Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, and he's saying very, very clearly, don't worry about anything. Don't let anything worry you. Why should it worry you? You see, I agree with that so wholeheartedly. We should not worry about anything. Jesus has preached about worry. He says, consider the lilies of the field, etc., etc. Don't worry about anything. Stop worrying about anything. Because by you worrying about it, you can't change it. By me worrying about the electricity going out all the time, I can't change it. I can't alter that. I do not have the power to stop them turning off our power. I don't have that power. So what's the point of worrying about it? Instead, says Paul, pray about everything. Everything in your life, pray about it. I told you yesterday on the program that I went to bed on Monday night, Tuesday morning, it was about 4:30 in the morning. And as I went to bed, I was beating my fists against the chest of Almighty God, because I was moaning and complaining and moaning and complaining to Him. So therefore, I was worrying. So therefore, I wasn't praying about everything. I was stopping that. You see, my Heavenly Father, If he loves me the way that the scripture says he loves me, and I know that he loves me, and I know that he loves you. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and verse 4, it simply says, you are precious. You are honored, says Almighty God, and I love you. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough? This is almost like a rhetorical question that I'm bringing you, because I'm saying it to me as well as you. Isn't that enough? So why worry? Instead, says Paul, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he has done. You see, this is what we try to do here on Worship Radio 247. Whilst we are worshiping and we continue to worship 24 hours a day, what we are trying to do is to thank Almighty God for what he has done, because I believe that is part of what worship is. We're worshiping him and saying thank you to him instead of giving him a shopping list. But Paul is saying, ask Almighty God for what you need. Pray about everything. There should be no part of our lives that isn't covered by this. No part of our lives should not be covered by prayer to Almighty God. We should be praying about absolutely everything. Nothing at all in our lives should be kept out of those prayers. You see, God already knows about our lives. He already knows about us and who we are as people. He already knows, beloved, but it still doesn't stop him loving us, because every single one of us sin and we all fall short, says Romans. It's very clear. It is so very clear. Romans 3, actually, and verse 23. All of us sin and fall short. So we are not to worry. I was talking to a friend on the telephone last night, and she was saying to me, oh, I'm a bit concerned about the business that's coming in. There's not enough. And again, this is perfect for that. Don't worry. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. And pray about everything. And above all, we have to trust Almighty God that he knows what he's doing. And sometimes, beloved, that is so very, very difficult. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him. Four things then. We're not to worry. We're to pray about everything. We are to tell God what we need. And we are to thank him for what we have done, he has done. Those four things will guarantee something, says Paul. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace, watch this, will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. I'm not done with this message, beloved. I'm going to bring you part two of this message on Philippians on tomorrow's program. Well, rather, actually not tomorrow, because Martin will be here, but it will be on Friday's program. I will bring you part two of this particular message, because it's so, so important. Let's just pray now. Father God, I am so sorry that I have not prayed about everything. I am so sorry that I worry. And I ask you in Jesus' name to bring that peace that passes all understanding to me right now. And beloved, if you say amen to that prayer, that's your prayer too. Just say those words, amen, amen, and let his peace fall in Jesus' name.